This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Simple, stupid song. You can't help but sing it. You know what this is? This is Mungo Jerry. From my time. Mungo Jerry didn't have a lot of hits.
This was it.
Mungo Jerry's mom, Mom Mungo. She's very proud.
Mungo Mommy.
The Lieutenant Governor, Evelyn Sanguinetti, joins us on the phone. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, where's my Thunder t-shirt?
But see, that's the thing. It's not a t-shirt. It's an actual shirt that is like, how would you describe it? It's like a deep sea diver's sort of swim shirt, right?
A little bit.
It's like
it has Velcro thicker. On it. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Tight
yeah.
fitting. Tight
right.
fitting.
Yeah. It's not fashionable or comfortable.
No.
Ooh, all right. I thought I was being left out, guys.
No.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, I saw this story on telepsychiatry. I have been, you know, all over where's the money? We got to support mental health. I've talked about my own depression issues, you know, on the air. I've lost friends to the scourge of bipolar disorder. We got to make it easier for people to get mental health help.
Right.
And telepsychiatry... on the surface, you go, hold on a second. I'm going to talk to a therapist over the phone. This could be a big breakthrough if we can make sure people have access, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the thing. People need to see how it's done to believe it. So I was recently in your community. I was at Northfield, and they did a telepsychiatry demonstration for me. And let me tell you, as it pertains to telepsychiatry, I had my own doubts, and I had my questions of the doctor, the psychiatrist that appeared at the center in a large screen. And I said, you know, what if the person is doing self-harm? How could you do it if you're in the city of Chicago in downtown and we're all the way over here? How could you detect that if the person is not in front of you? And they have a mechanism in place where there's already someone at the consultation office next to the patient so that these things could be detected even though the psychiatrist is physically not there with you. So it does work, and it provides help for people that would not ordinarily have access to this very needed care.
All right, so what do we know? What do we need to do to find out more? Who do you recommend? What do we do?
Well, we know that our rules and regulations are locked in the 20th century, and we need to bring them to the 21st century so that our Medicaid patients could avail themselves of this sort of world-class health care. Now, you spoke of mental health, but also remember that we've got an epidemic that's nationwide right now, and it's the opioid epidemic. And if we have telemedicine available to people that have opioid use disorder, think about all of the help we could give these individuals. So that's the work we're doing as a task force, be able to make recommendations at the close of about 35 days so that we could move the needle and bring these regulations into the 21st century.
Story in the Winnetka Current, WinnetkaCurrent.com. If you get that, you can read a longer piece about it. So you bring these recommendations to the governor. You're confident he'll get behind it?
Well, you know, it's not my first rodeo, Steve. I've served on a few task forces.
I didn't even know you were in the rodeo. I'll be honest with you, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, listen, I'm 4'11", so a lot of times I'm lost behind Bruce Browner, who's 6'4".
Yeah.
I pack a
yeah.
powerful punch. So, I headed the governor's task force before on consolidation and unfunded mandates, and we made 27 bipartisan recommendations. We've seen a lot of those recommendations already become law.
Good.
So when I'm on it, I'm on it.
I like that, and thanks for doing that. Now, you're making some other news, Andre.
Yeah, Lieutenant Governor, I want to talk about sexual harassment in Springfield and eradicating that culture. I know earlier in the week you were on a Bloomington Normal radio station talking about Speaker Madigan, Kelly Cassidy. It was a powerful interview. You also talked about your daughter and telling her to stand up for her rights and referred to Mike Madigan as the harasser in chief.
Right, right. And I stand by my words. The truth is, he's at the top. He's headed this political and governmental organization for years. And people have complained, particularly Representative Cassidy, since February, saying we need an independent investigation about these allegations. And it was actually during a conversation between the Speaker and Representative Cassidy that he said, listen, what this Elena Hampton is saying is not true. You have to believe me. Representative Cassidy said, I believe you, except that you could no longer remove yourself from the situation because you're a few steps removed. You own this. And this is why I say it. He owns this. He's at the very top. Have you ever heard the saying, the buck stops here?
Yeah, of course.
Well, the buck should stop with him. And so these are the reasons why I'm so firm with my words. You know, there is a culture, and even the Democrats are saying it, and it's a very unhealthy culture. And you know what? The person that he put in charge of this investigation will not warrant the sort of results that's fair and that's transparent. As Representative Cassidy demanded, it needs to be independent. It needs to be someone outside, not someone appointed by Speaker Madigan.
Well, and we'll let you go on this, but because it's an important piece and we want people to lock into this. But I appreciate very much what you're doing. I don't have a lot of hope for the men of Springfield to fix this. And unfortunately, it falls on the women who are the victims to stand up and insist on this being fixed. But outside of Kelly Cassidy, where are the women, especially the Democrat women, standing up and saying, Mr. Madigan, we want more and we're not going to put up with this?
Well, you know, Elena Hampton was very brave. She came forward back in February, I believe. And I know Representative Cassidy has been very brave. Representative Cassidy has indicated that a lot of the females in Springfield have thanked her. So I think you're going to see more momentum in this regard. You know, Mike Madigan has a lot of power, and he has control over a lot of individuals. So I could see where it's difficult to step forward, but we have to do it as women. I'm speaking to you as a Republican.
I understand.
You know, we have to all come forward as women and speak out. And this is what I tell my daughter, who just turned 18. You see something, you got to say something.
I'm sorry you can't stick around for hot dog talk that we'll be back with in just a second, but I always appreciate your access and you coming on. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. Have me back some other time. You guys have a great Memorial Day.
And to you, Evelyn Sanguinetti, the self-described 4'11" powerhouse, the lieutenant governor.